Hey, what's up, man? How are you doing? Okay, so let's talk about power of reading, power of pleasure reading. I translated the book from AJ Hogg, and there AJ talks about this subject a lot. And you can go and, of course, there's online reading. If you like, you can go and listen to that or read it, of course, because there is no audio for that, but you can read it because it's very amazing. And of course, in Power English, AJ talks about this, and of course, in lots of different ways. And of course, you can read lots of articles that I wrote myself about this manner. So, about power of pleasure reading, I've been most of my learning process in my learning process I've been just reading lots of books, reading books about the things that I loved. And I remember, let me give you an experience of myself and the memory I have. I remember it suddenly right now, so I want to talk about that. I remember, even with low level of English, I just decided to read Steve Kaufman's book. And that book was about his blog posts. So he gathered some of his blog posts and made it into a book, another book, because he has two books at the moment. So the second one, of course, it's the second one. So the second book, I was just reading it, even though I couldn't understand that much, but it was very pleasurable. So I would enjoy it in some ways. And right now, if I go back, I can easily understand it, at least 95% of it. So on those days, I couldn't understand it that much. But every night, I would just go and read it. I'm not saying you do it, do the same. But if you love to read, tough books, especially about the things that you like, or better say, love, you can go on and read it. There's no need for 85 or 90% of comprehensible input. So comprehensible input is amazing, of course, especially for reading books, because especially for the books that you like, not love. Because when it comes to love, you can easily find a solution for the problems. But when you like something, it's better to have comprehensible input. So I remember back in those days, I would usually read lots of graded readers, I can say, yeah, graded readers. The books, my favorite one was The Tenants of Whitefell Hall from Jane, no, I mean, yeah, Anne Brontë, yeah, Anne Brontë, and the author was Anne Brontë. So I love that book. I read it about three times, if I'm not mistaken. So I love that book. If you didn't read it, just go on and read it, because it's amazing. And I still haven't gotten any chance and to go and read the authentic version, the original version. So, but in the future, if the application ZBook comes out, I will go and read it. But still, on those days, I would just read lots of graded readers, comprehensible inputs. And without even knowing, I was just learning lots of vocabularies. And that was amazing, even without understanding it. How these vocabularies are coming to my mind, and without any idea. And of course, in some ways, when I want to translate in Persian, I can't find the right word in Persian, but I can understand English, and that's amazing. So reading will give you this opportunity to understand English in English, and which is amazing, of course. And about comic books, are you a fan of comic books? I love comic books. Comic books, mangas. Wow, they're amazing. Actually, I'm reading still. Sometimes I set aside sometimes to read mangas. I love them. Bleach, Bleach, Naruto. They're amazing. They're very, very awesome. So I usually read them. And of course, comic books. I love to read comic books, especially comics like Batgirl, action comics like Batman, Batgirl. I love these kind of things, especially I love the super heroine, or the female superheroes. I love the story to be rolled by a super heroine. So that's why I love them so much. When you love something, you can easily go and read them. And even though there's one of the reasons, and this is one of the keys that I can share with anyone else, is just read books. And when I tell anyone, unfortunately, they don't get it. They don't want to read that much. And that's very sad, because some people come and ask how to improve my vocabulary, and I tell them, and they say, no, this is not the fastest way. And that's very sad, because there is no fast way. When you want to learn English, there's no fast way. Still, you need some time in order to improve yourself. At least 1 year in order to speak. So there is no fast way for that. So at first, we have to build up a core for English in order to be able to speak it. At the moment, I can see that you have the core, you can speak, and I think that you can easily, after 4 or 6 months, you can easily speak and communicate your ideas. And with in these 6 months, I highly suggest, highly recommend to read books as much as you can. And of course, when the application came out, go and install it and read books as much as you can. And in this way, you will improve your English and you will be able to speak like a master. You're great right now, and in the future, you will be awesome. So, thank you, man. I really enjoyed this speech of yours, and I look forward to hear more from you. So, see ya in the future.